Well, have you been blessed in the city, blessed in the country? You've received your prayer and fasting guide? All right, me carry my glasses here. I may need them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, greetings from Pastor Carla. She told me to greet you, and I'll be talking to her soon. Tell her how you kept quiet. I didn't hear anything except Martin said something, mumbles some words. Greetings from Pastor Carla. And she's looking forward to seeing you later in the year. We are praying and agreeing when she'll be here in this year, 2024. But she's doing very well, strong and serving the Lord. Praise God. And today, when you open your eyes, as Pastor Carla said, this morning, as you open your eyes, church, we began fasting. So you did. This morning we began our prayer and fasting time. It's our annual 21 days of prayer and fasting, which began today, Sunday 14th, to Saturday 3rd. That means when you wake up on 4th morning, then the fast could have ended. And I really do encourage you this year to prepare your heart to do not allow yourself to go through. Are you not being given when they came in or what? Just wait until I give an instruction then, and I can ask them to lift up. Oh, go ahead and do it now. You already interrupted me anyway. Lift up your hands if you don't have it, the prayer and fasting guide. If lift up your hand wherever you are. There's a hand here at the front. Ada, there's a hand here towards the front. There's one over here. And then if you can keep it, we have access to it online. Is that so? You can go online and get it. I can't get any response from media people. But you should have it online, actually. We have it online. And if you can make provision, if we haven't made it yet, provision that you can go online and receive that prayer and fasting guide. Anyone needing a copy you haven't received yet? All right. Okay, so we all have it. But then, so don't read now. Now pay attention to me. You'll have it for the next 20 days and for the rest of the year and for the rest of your life. All right? So if you can pay attention, the prayer guide will help us focus and be in unity during this time of prayer and fasting. I encourage you to take much time in the Word and praying in the Spirit. Listen keenly to the Lord. It is by listening to the Lord that you will experience victory. Listen keenly to the Lord. Do not go through the fast as a religious observation. Don't accept that. It is full of the life of God when you do it being led by the Holy Spirit. It's full of the life of God when you do it being led by the Holy Spirit. Do you remember Peter, when he had been fishing the whole night, and when he told Jesus, I've toiled the whole night. However, at your word, that which was mundane, that which was, so to speak, what? What's the another word? Which lacked life when Jesus spoke his words, there came abundance. So it's very important for you to endeavor to be led by the Holy Spirit and listen to the Holy Spirit. But I'm telling you, in fasting and praying, you must have some sacrifices, or you must sacrifice some things. You have to allow the Lord to speak to you concerning what to sacrifice. I'm going to get into that in a moment. But we welcome you for prayer meetings right here during the fast on Wednesdays and Fridays at 6 o'clock. If we can have as many of you, we must break some barriers in this year, 2024. I'm not just saying these words. I'm determined for them to come to pass in this year, 2024, breaking barriers. And our fast is based on Daniel 10. We call it a Daniel fast, Daniel 10. Let's start right there from verse 1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long, and he understood the message. He had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning through full weeks. Actually, I was fasting and praying. I ate no pleasant food, no meat, or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Let me say something there. In the fast we do, we don't take meat. We don't eat meat. No tea or coffee or sodas. And those who like chocolates. And I will not go into do's and don'ts. I'm asking you to ask the Lord. You know when you are sacrificing. You know. You know, you and I know when you are compromising. We know when you are sacrificing. We know when you are doing it for the Lord. So I want you to think in this manner. Do it for the Lord. Do it as unto the Lord. You will know. I can tell you things that I'll sacrifice, maybe very different on your part. But I'll say basic, no meat, no tea, coffee, tea. Some of you have been going to be delivered from caffeine during these 21 days of fasting and prayer. If by the end of the day you start experiencing headaches because you didn't take tea, that means you need the fast. That's exactly what it means. When you need to detoxify, remove all those toxins from your body. And I'm telling you, that is part of renewing our youths like the eagles during this prayer and fasting. Take advantage of this also for the benefit of your health. So, be listening to the Lord. Also, I emphasize on prayer. We have made available sign-ups, actually sheets, online. Those of you can do online, and some of you will have to do it if you can have provision. There are details there. I wish I had one of those people. There are details over there. You can take that, you call it what, QR, barcode. You can use that, and you get details for you to be able to register. Those of you who know what to do with it, some of you, you're seeing it's a box, black, with 3 boxes and a bigger box. Miss Ruth, you know what that is, yeah? Oh, you do, yeah, fine. I need to give you a gift. But if you can do this, and the whole purpose of it, you can still have it there on the screen for those who know what to do with it. But then we have provided this online so that you can choose a day during this fast and wake up early in the morning. It can be just one day during this fast. Or you can choose to have more than one day. But during this fast, you can choose one day in the morning to pray from 3 to 5 a.m. Some of you almost fell off their seats. Actually, I had a team who are here on Wednesday, this past Wednesday. I asked them, those who are going to commit, to begin today so that this day may be covered. And I had several, actually, who signed up, and they woke up, hopefully, I know one for sure, woke up at 3 a.m., this morning to 5 a.m. praying. Why is that so? I'm going to speak about that. Did you get that instruction right? You can sign up after the service and then you send that information to us because we may send you some information to help you also. But use the prayer and fasting guide. But for that 3 to 5 a.m., our main focus during this prayer is to humble ourselves in repentance before the Lord. Take time to repent. I'll show you some scriptures in a short while. In fact, the Bible says in 1 John, which is part of your prayer and fasting guide, 1 John from chapter 1 from verse 5, it says when one says that he has no sin, he's a liar. So we take time to repent before the Lord. We take our rightful position in the Spirit to pray for VFC congregation. You woke up that morning, want every day to be covered during those 21 days of prayer and fasting. So I have several people waking up from that 3 to 5 a.m. praying and believing God for the utterance of the Spirit. And therefore, I want you to pray for VFC congregation and listen to this, and this garden estate area. I say something, you can listen to my message I ministered on Wednesday. I'm believing to be able to speak more also regarding this. I said this also this past Sunday. Right outside the gate, we've had people's phones snatched by some wild border riders. We have had stories of people being kidnapped around here. I think last year we had someone who had one of those border riders, I think, had snatched something from someone, was it a phone, and was killed outside here. Now I'm telling you, that means as a church in this area, we are not as influential as we should be in the realm of the Spirit. We must face this reality. The presence of God should be so much felt around here, even in homes around here, because of the church. So in that time, I don't want just to pray for us in Victory Faith, definitely, but repenting before God. Repenting even of those things that are happening outside here. I've had church members coming last year, I was told, I think the beginning of last year, that you see, Tina and I access the church compound through, let's say this is east. Oh no, this is west, so to speak. But many of you access through east, so to speak, coming from Naivas and coming over here, coming in here from Thika Road. Therefore, we don't see what happens this other side. But I was told at some point there's a clubs around here that even in the morning, coming in the morning, young people are so drunk, causing traffic jam, and you know when they're drunk, how they behave. Around the church, I know people who think that they say like, oh, now you're going to close down businesses. I'm dealing with the devil. Listen, those young people ought to be flocking in church, serving God. So we made some prayers. With some of it, also going to involve this area of bringing down principalities of darkness completely. So I want in prayer, targeting that, but listen to this. We're not going just to pray for Victory Faith. We're praying for all the churches around here. PCA, Baptist, I don't know what, all those churches around here. We're going to pray for such an awakening. The pastors to be just anointed, and the congregation, and that we may take this whole area for God's presence. Do you know what will happen? People can come from other estates just to come into here because of the peace of God. Church must be an influential body. If all what we do is in this room, and we don't have any impact out there, we are misrepresenting Christ. We must be influential. We must bring people to the kingdom of God. They must come around here and walking out here, and they are free because of the presence of God that we have created in prayer and in the Word. Can I hear you, amen? Can I hear you, amen? So that's one of the reasons I want to pray us waking up that early during this time. Pray for the pastors around here. Pray for believers around here. And then I'm going to say some things. I want you to pray for pastors and churches around this area that we may experience the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That means we're going to stop wickedness. That means we are going to stop prostitution around here. That means we are going to stop anything that is of the kingdom of darkness. If you join with me in prayer and join with us in prayer, we can have great influence around here in the area that God has called us to be. We want to bring down the principalities of darkness and establish the will of God over this area. Pray for God to open your eyes. Because many times believers are so blind, they don't see beyond their noses. Pray for God to open your eyes to receive understanding concerning the things that I'm speaking to you right now. You're bigger than you know. God lives in you. Listen, that should be around your area also. When you're praying, don't you know that the presence of God is coming upon you and is going to impact your area, your locality, wherever you live? I want you to engage. Listen to this. The devil is so serious in killing people, but believers sometimes are so sluggish and slothful. Many times. The devil is serious killing people. Remember, every single person who falls dead right now without Christ, they are lost forever. Church, there's no exit from in hell. Once one has fallen into hell, they are there forever. We can remove people from going into eternal damnation by giving ourselves. We offer these bodies as a living sacrifice to God. We want the will of God in our generation. We want the will of God around us. We want the will of God in your family. Your brothers and sisters come into the Lord. Pray that you may see many salvations in this area. I'm giving you some of those things that will help you on your praying in those mornings. The presence of God must be evident around this area because as members of the body of Christ, we gather here. We gather here. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5, from the New Living Translation, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5, we use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. What do we use? What do we use? God's mighty weapons. That's what we have. So listen to this. When you are praying during this time of prayer and fasting and for the rest of your life, know that you have mighty weapons. They are God's mighty weapons. Go to the next verse, please, verse 5. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. That's what we are going to do around here. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. I grew up in a culture of drinking, not water, alcohol. I grew up in that culture from a very young age. But I'm telling you, when you are growing up, we had few, very few, if any, women drinking. So I'm not talking about drinking is the main thing, you understand? No. But I want to give you, to make a point here. We had even very few men drinking and smoking cigarettes. But now it's the culture. Young people drinking. Girls and boys drinking at a very early age. Drinking alcohol, abusing substance, every kind of substance. Hey, some of us, when you are growing up, it wasn't that way. In fact, to some of us who are alcoholics, who are the chosen by the devil few, not many are drinking. Would you agree with me? Really? Not many you used to drink, so you are thought to be some of those crazy girls. Probably in this whole row, the only one who drank alcohol then was Elder Ruth. the one who died when she gave her life to Christ. None of you did, is that so? Huh? Probably if you had, Yvonne, did you? Oh, yeah. I thought you were born again from your mother's womb. I know you didn't. No, not at all. But look at this. Most likely at this generation, if we have a line like this, a row like this, you'll find probably 4 out of 5. That's terrible. Parents, wake up. This is an opportunity during this time. Wake up. Wake up. Discussing it, talking about it, having shows about it, does not cast out devils, does not destroy principalities of darkness. For we are dealing with the devil. We are dealing with his purposes to destroy a generation. Prayer and the word will change everything. That's why we need to be aware of that. We need to be aware of. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. And they can get into these churches around here and this church around here and be taught the word of God and be delivered and be free. We're in a serious business of bringing people into the kingdom of God. You know, thank God for your land. Thank God for your house. Thank God for the breakthroughs that you're believing God to receive this year. But listen this. There's none of those is compared to one soul coming to the kingdom of God. It's precious. For the reason Christ came. God sacrificed his son for the souls of men. But what does he say? We're going to look at the scripture in a short while. Matthew 6:3. Then when you are seeking the kingdom and his righteousness, all these things that you desire shall be added to us. God says that. So during prayer also, during this time praying and fasting, take time also to minister to the Lord in thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Take time. Just worship the Lord and honor him. Take time to minister to the Lord in praise and worship. Amen. Sing. Don't go around like you're mourning, you know, for those, because you saw in the scriptures, those three full weeks I was mourning. No, no, no. Go ahead and praise the Lord and worship him. You may as well at some point just close your door and just dance in God's presence. Hallelujah. Let's go to our prayer and fasting guide. Open some things here today. I'll say some things I already taught about this, actually. So I'll say some things here and there and give some instructions and pray before we are dismissed. Aren't you glad that it's been raining in January? Oh, Merry Christmas. It's been so wonderful. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Like the other night, waking up yesterday morning, my goodness. A lot of it. I hope it continues without any distraction, that we don't have that January, you know, about it. I never enjoy it. I go through it by faith. I was talking to Pastor Carla late Friday evening, and I was telling her, even as we are speaking right now, oh my goodness, it's pouring down outside. It's raining a lot. She said, oh my goodness, I wish that rain. I said, what about in Fort Worth? He said, in Fort Worth, we don't have any season of rain. It's dusty, hot throughout, and of course they have a cold season, like tomorrow they'll go to -2 degrees Celsius. But he says, I miss the tropical rains. Listen, you're privileged. You're honored. You don't experience the winter, as others call winter. What you call winter in June, July is nothing. But a wonderful weather. So I'm so thankful to God. And we should be going actually to Marsabit after the fast so that we can start drilling that borehole. Because there at the north it's not raining as it is raining in central and the coastal areas right now, and I think some parts of western. So Happy New Year. Those of you that I haven't seen in 2024, Happy New Year. Was it Elder Francis who was saying we met 7 days later? Say, it sounds like it's old already. Yeah, if it's old, we are near Christmas 2024. It's coming. Christmas 2024, the best ever. Hallelujah. Happy New Year. This is a very good year. Listen to this. This is a very good year that the Lord has blessed us with. King David says in Psalm 65 verse 11, you crown the year with a bountiful harvest, and even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. Say, I receive that. Now, it's every day, church. It's every day. There's a prophecy I read, spoke to you 2 weeks ago, I think, talking about dark times are not for God's people. Glorious times are for God's people, not dark times. Listen to this then. It overflows. Pathways overflow with abundance. And all we'll be seeing so many changes in the world this year. The world has changed and will keep on changing. It's becoming darker, moving away from God. There are many anti-God decisions and declarations that are being endorsed by many of those in power in the world. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed even the Pope himself?
In the world this year. The world has changed and will keep on
so
changing.
So we bless these gay marriages and then we'll not do some liturgical, you know, things, but we'll bless them. Thank God for our Kenyan bishops, Catholic bishops. Say, we'll not take that. In fact, two days ago, he said, yeah, that's okay for the African bishops. They can continue doing what they want to do. Yeah! Yeah. Isn't that sad? And to call ourselves church, and bless the Pope. Bless the Pope. But listen to this. These anti-God decisions are declarations that are being endorsed by many of those who are in power in the world. But thank God for his unchanging nature. That's a good press right there. Thank God for his unchanging nature. He doesn't change. We have the authority of his word and his faithfulness that positions us to expect his goodness to manifest in our lives no matter what happens in the world. We have God's word. We have his faithfulness, his unchangeable nature. That no matter what is going to happen in the world, we can stand on God's promises. This should not just stop with our lives, but we should expect his glory to manifest so much through the church, the body of Christ, that entire communities and nations are changed to God's glory. That's what I was telling you. We start with our community here. We love these people who live around here and earnestly pray for them, for their eyes to be open. Pastor Carla shared with us about 2024, the year of the open door. We should expect this to be so evident that our influence as a local church body breaks every barrier so that we may see many coming into the kingdom of God. I've kept on saying we are breaking barriers in 2024. Say it. We're breaking barriers in 2024. Say, I'm breaking barriers. I'm breaking barriers in 2024. You're breaking barriers. We are breaking barriers. I believe Isaiah 45, 1 to 5 is the word of the Lord for us now. I'm not going to read it for the sake of time. And I want you to make sure you do that. And as we expect the anointing available upon us to open double doors before us, put these words in your mouth and let faith rise in your heart. You need to be saying, I'm breaking barriers this 2024. And Lord, I'm believing you for the anointing. I'm believing you to show me how to do it. Last year, we broke barriers. We went to places in Mazabi that this ministry you've never done before in the past. You've never done that. We keep growing. We keep believing God to grow. When we do not expect the goodness of the Lord, we grieve him. Why is that so? For he is good. Pay attention to these words. It grieves his heart when we do not expect what he has made available for us through our Lord Jesus Christ to come to pass in our lives. The reason for our redemption, I said it last week, is that we may walk in all that God has made available to us in Christ Jesus. That's the reason for our redemption. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he has sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possessions of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all around according to all that he has sworn to their fathers, and not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Let's read verse 45 together, please. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. Shout what follows next. All came to pass. What does that tell you, church? God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful to keep his word. Whether people believe it or not, he will make sure his word will come to pass. He cannot deny himself. He is the living word. He is faithful. Though all his promises to the children of Israel came to pass, not all partook of them. Those who are 20 years old and above, last Sunday I said 20 years old and below, something like that. I said it the other way. I noticed, I was watching, I said, was it me who said that? But those who are of 20 years old and above during the rebellion, those who are 20 years old and above during the rebellion in the wilderness died and could not receive God's promises. Was the promise there, church? Were the promises there, church? Are you seeing that? This is a very good year. You have to believe that. You have to receive that. You have to think that way. You have to talk that way. You have to act that way. So they were there. The promises were there. They provoked and grieved God because they did not remember his power. That is very important. Listen to that. They provoked and grieved God because they did not remember his power. How often they provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. Yes, again and again, they tempted God and did what? Limited the Holy One of Israel. Do you see a limitation like a barrier? That God cannot do this. They limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power the day when he redeemed them from the enemy. We need to be aware of the power of God in us and for us, so that you may not limit him. In other words, whatever you're going to face this year, and for the rest of your life, actually, you need to understand this. You're not going to deal with it flesh and blood. You have the power of God available to break that barrier. You're not going to depend on the arm of the flesh. You're not going to depend on your knowledge, on your education, whatever it is that it may be good, but don't depend on that. Depend on God's power. Meditate on God's power. Meditate on God's power. He's the same, I told you some 2 weeks ago. He's the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's never changed. Meditate on God's power until you realize it in your now, in your moment. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. Meditate on his power to remove limitations. I've had to do that. And many times I kneel down and pray in the Holy Ghost as I meditate on that power. I meditate on the word of God. What does the word of God say concerning this situation? I'm praying in tongues, but I'm thinking at the same time. What does the word of God say concerning this situation? Is there anything difficult for God to do? Come on now. Is your solution, is your situation without a solution? Not in God. Not in God. It is in your thinking. It is according to the knowledge you have, but not unto God. His understanding and his knowledge is infinite. That in a moment, listen to this, in a moment, just at a blink of an eye, your whole situation can turn around completely. Just that. That's the power of God. That your situation, however big it looks like, however impossible it looks, is nothing compared to God's power. It takes aggression. It takes being forceful. That you refuse to give in. You refuse to give up. You refuse to sit down and just do nothing. So they limited the whole one of Israel. But then we need to be aware of the power of God in us and for us so that we may not limit him. He will open doors for us if we trust him and break every barrier that the enemy will try to place before us. This is taking new territories for God and occupying them. Did you hear what I say? It's taking new territories for God and occupying them. Your family members should tell you, you know, none of us, none actually, if you look back in any generation, that none of us is operating the way you're operating because of God's power. It should be that way to you and I. Not like you look just like your uncle. There's a grandfather who looked just like you and was having this cycle like you. No, no, no. We break barriers. Amen. We break barriers. Probably for me, as far as it can go back there, there's never been a preacher in my family. None that I knew of. In fact, when God told me that he called me into preaching, I thought, what? This is not our ugali. None of those ones before then were eating such kind of ugali. But do you know what? Over some time, I've had now relatives, they're becoming preachers, young ones. You remember that young man who came, who's my cousin's, my cousin's son? He's a prophet. He came, we said, I'm a prophet. I said, for what? Until he started calling him prophet. You know, he says, I'm a prophet. I said, for what? Anyway, I'm a pastor. Praise God. I'm talking about breaking barriers and taking new territories. Listen to this. Our redemption in Christ is hinged on God's love and goodness to us. Is the manifestation of his goodwill to man. I already say that. His will for us is absolutely good. God wants us to be expectant concerning the manifestation of his promises in our lives. The entire body of Christ, Israel, and in all nations of the world. Why is that so? Let's read that verse together. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. So any occupation of the devil is illegal. Did you hear what I said? Every occupation of the devil is illegal. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. We have every right to claim their salvation. We have every right. Why is that so? We have been given that authority in that name of Jesus. We have been commanded to stand in our place and occupy for Christ. I believe more than ever before, it is the time for us to turn our eyes from ourselves and focus on God. This is what Jesus told us, to seek the first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in Matthew 6:33, that we ought to seek God first with a sincere heart and expect his will to be done in the lives of many through us. We want to see the preaching of the gospel impacting many as we prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming soon. That is going to happen. I pray it happens in our lifetime. How wonderful that will be. Phew, through the clouds. Gone. If you are left and you start saying, I like his watch, I like his phone, you are the wrong place. You should know you are the wrong place. You should know that hell is coming to the earth because believers have left now, those who are ready. But listen to this. We want to lay down our lives for many as the Lord Jesus demonstrated to us by coming into the world. It is with this mind, it is with this in mind that we start the year with prayer and fasting. We want God's influence in everything we're involved in. These are some of the keys. I encourage you to be aware of as you begin this fasting period. I shared with you last weekend, you remember that. First is this, consecrate your life fully to God. This you have to do. You cannot be dancing with the sin. You just consecrate your life fully to God. You remember what Elijah told the children of Israel? If God be God, if Baal be God, let's worship him. If God be God, let's worship him. Don't be in between. I think a terrible part of a believer's life is when they are living a double life. It's terrible. It's terrible. I've talked to people and I said this. In the world, when you are growing up, even as a teenager, is we did things openly. You know, so for me to say I'm born again and I'm serving God and to hide and drink alcohol in my room or whatever sin, I mean, that's not the only sin, but I'm talking whatever sin I be hiding, I'd rather be open. Amen? That there's nothing I'm hiding. She knows my PIN numbers. Is it PIN number for the phone, whatever you call it? PIN numbers and all that, she knows them. The phone is there. She can check everything if she wants to. Can you be open this year and transparent? You say, you don't know my husband. If he knew my PIN number, all the money will be gone. Now, there's a problem there then. I want someone to say that. You know, the way they use natural words to express something. I don't use lucky. He said, you know, you brother, you are lucky. Your wife cannot do that. Some of us, our wives, to leave the phone, they will check out everything that I've been doing. What have you been doing? You understand? What have you been doing? This, I've not been doing anything in secret. What is it? If she checked, which she doesn't do, checked and said, oh, this is the M-Pesa balance you have. I say, yeah. Can I use it? No, it has some work to do. It's better than hiding. Or spend such and such an amount. Don't spend more than that. Because I'm thinking of doing such and such. You understand? But listen this. Whether you've been living that way, it's time to repair and to experience restoration. Your house should be a house of freedom. Pastor Wade told me this before I got married. There was a counseling. He told me this. Let me tell you something, Davis. Make sure your home is always a haven of peace. When you go home, you've gone to rest. Thank God I've seen that for the last 20 years. When I go home, I've gone to rest.
Make sure you keep that in your home. If you need, we have DU, we have Divinely United groups that actually will revolutionize your life. You can join. I know Rita will be announcing soon and bringing in new people. Join and be open. And you'll see God changing your life forever and restoring your life. You can as well say amen. So consecrate your life fully to God. Cleanse your lives from anything that is a hindrance to your service to God. The deeper the consecration and commitment to the Lord, the clearer we'll be able to see God's purposes. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. The New Living Translation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Now in 2 Timothy 2:19 says, but God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription. Look at this inscription, foundation stone with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are his, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. Say, I agree. What do you know in your life that is evil before God? What is it in your life? God says it's time to turn away from evil. Have you noticed the world also has gone crazy with exposures than ever before? Have you noticed that? Huh? Now look at this. In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some made of wood and clay, just like in your home. The utensils of gold and the utensils of silver. Is that so? Is that not in your home? Is that not in your home? You're not sure? Okay, call those things that be not as though they were. I say, that's my home. That's exactly how my home looks like. There are vessels of gold, there are vessels of silver, and then some are made of wood and clay. Not just wood and clay, you know, and silver. Wood and clay is what? Wood is that? Ule mwiko wa kupikia ugali. That's the wooden part of that. And clay? The African pot, oh my goodness, I like githeri cooked in that. It just feels good. It just tastes good. Do you still have them in your homes? Anyone? Oh, okay, some few ones. This Generation Z doesn't know anything about them. But look at this. They are not only utensils of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils, you know them? Are used for special occasions. And the cheap ones are for everyday use. You remember you growing up? At least I remember when I was growing up, my mom had her utensils. When you're growing up, they had those special china. Those cups, even if you dropped it, it didn't break. It's amazing. But there are some for everyday use. Those are the cheap ones. And then he says this. Listen to what he says. Now you've known they are expensive ones and they are cheap ones, okay? But listen to this. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Do you want to be expensive? Keep yourself pure. Do you want to look cheap? You didn't answer that. Do you want to look cheap? Keep yourself impure. You look cheap. But if you keep yourself pure, you'll be a special utensil for honorable use. Go there. We come back to that scripture. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9, please. Look at verse 9. First Peter. Did I say Timothy? I say First Peter. First Peter chapter 2. Did I say Timothy? Oh, sorry, First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Oh, I want women to be modest. Women are already looking at me and say, what is it going to talk about? The other one was talking about modest. I think Terry, is it Terry who's there? Wanted me to talk about modest in church. But anyway, it's 1 Peter chapter 2, not 1 Timothy. 1 Peter chapter 2 says this, but you are not like that, for you are chosen people. Can we have the other one, the New King James Version, please? But you are a chosen generation. How is that? A royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. But are you seeing that his own what? Special people. That this is what it means. Go back to scripture we are looking at, please. Start from where we began. God's truth stand firm like a foundation stone with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are his, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil so that they may be what? True, special God's people. True. In truth, they may be special before God. They've departed from evil. They live a life that pleases the Lord. And then he says, then the expensive utensils are used for special occasion and the cheap ones are for everyday use. Go to the next one, please. If you keep yourself pure, you'll be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean and will be ready for the master to use you for every good work. Have you been in a group of people and one keeps being chosen to do something? Have you noticed that? Come on now, aren't you? Did you like it? Or you thought like, wow. If you're in a family, you're growing up with the other siblings, and there's one sibling that mother and dad keeps saying, so-and-so, would you do this? So-and-so, while you are seated there, you're doing nothing, you know you're cheap. They can't trust you with much. Come on now. That's a fact. You should know don't think like, wow, I'm enjoying my life here. I'm not being bothered. They keep calling John every time. John, would you bring this? John, would you go to the shop? John, would you please go and see Mr. So-and-so because I talked to them and you are there. Maybe you are called James. I'm not thinking about, not James, but maybe you're called James and you're just seated and you are never sent by your parent. There's something wrong with that. You're cheap. You're cheap. You cannot be trusted. Listen, think about our Father. People who are giving their lives to him keep receiving divinely assignments. God cannot pour out his spirit to the disobedient, to the rebellious, and to believers who are not ready to do whatever God tells them to do. With promotion comes in responsibility. God make me a vessel. Are you obeying him? So during this time of the fast, we deal with impurities. It takes humility. It takes agreeing with the master. I had a prayer Pastor Carla prayed years ago. She taught us. She said this. She told the Lord, Lord, help me to be willing. Huh? Did I say that? Yeah, make me willing to be willing. That's the prayer. Make me willing to be willing. Do you want to break barriers? You still here or you left? Do you want to be a special utensil? Do you want to be used more by God? Purity.
be available. After all, you know, I've worked in the pastors for years, even as an ordained pastor, working with pastors over me. And I've done this over the years. I may not sense it to do it, but I'll tell the pastors, even there's something we are talking with Pastor Carla this past Friday. I say, you know what, Pastor Carla? I don't see it. I don't sense it. But if you see it and you sense it, I will make it happen. That's an attitude, a good attitude. That's a winning attitude. You are willing to be made willing. Oh, that is the part of the body of Christ that people keep quiet now. Do you know what one of the problems we have in the body of Christ, big, is lack of submission to God and to His will. People want long prayers, but they don't want to do anything to make that prayer happen. In other words, they can make big prayers, but they don't want to walk to see the fulfillment of those prayers. God, move your spirit around me. Move your spirit around me, Lord. And say, yeah, take, and the Spirit of God is moving. And say, take the 2,000 shillings you have and send to so-and-so. Move your spirit, Lord, of millions. Move your spirit, Lord, that you may use me as a vessel to give out millions shillings, millions of money, millions. And he said, take those 2,000 shillings. Send to so-and-so. Move, spirit, move. Believers do that. Listen, that's disobedience. Do you know what you are going to do during this fast? Obeying the Lord. And repent of any error, of every error. Lack of submission to His will. We're in a wonderful generation. But in our generation, remember, we don't know, we don't think in terms of kingdom. We think about democracy. And we belong to the kingdom of God. We don't belong to a democratic party. Thank God. Can you imagine? Thank God that we don't have to vote in Jesus after every 5 years. Isn't that wonderful? We don't have to do this. Can you imagine? Who are you voting for? So we are special people. Let me finish that. Did you come to the end of it? All right, so he says this. Go back, please, verse 21. If you keep yourself pure, you'll be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you'll be ready for the master to use you for every good work. Go to the next one, please. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lusts. Say amen. I agree. Have you ever run from your YouTube channel? Something you so what? I went to a certain group. I was telling Tina last night. It's from my community, my natural community, because I belong to the church community. But then they've posted something which was so funny. So I thought, these guys can be funny. Let me check out some more things about them. I went to the second one. All of a sudden, I blocked that site. Terrible. I thought, all this group of people, this is what they've been consuming. Flee. Run. I tell young men, don't say, nowadays it's not young men, I mean it's many people. I tell them, don't say, like, let me see what they are going to do next. Maybe, let me see, but so that I may educate others. You are nabbed. You are caught. You're being put into slavery. Run from anything that stimulates useful lusts. Instead, pursue what? Come on, let's say it together. Pursue what? Righteous living. Pursue what? faithfulness. Pursue what?
Love.
Pursue what?
Peace.
Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. Come around us. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. Tina and I are in a DU group with the Ofulas and the Gatotos. We just enjoy being there. They take hours. I always blame Rita. Say, Rita, you're the leader of this team, and you're taking hours and hours and hours. But we enjoy the companionship of each other. That's what you always pursue. This is for someone, and I know you are here. There's a company that you have kept, not like a workplace, but people that you've associated with for some time, and God is calling you out of that company quickly. Quickly, before something tragic happens. Quickly come out of that. Quickly come out of that. You can hear these words. Don't continue associating with them. Amen. As I wind up, I hope you're getting something out of this. You are loud today, you're shouting, you're jumping around, you're saying praise God, you're spinning, hallelujah. Oh, you're saying, say it, Pastor, glory to God, hallelujah. Today you are up. This is the first day of your fast. No wonder you're so excited. See, I'm calling those things that I had Brother Francis say one time. You keep saying, you're all quiet. You'll have people who are quiet. But if you start calling them loud, shouting, praising God, excited about the fast, that's the way they become. That's the way I see you. I see you in the future, and you look much better on the 15th day of the fast than you do right now. So give yourself to the word and prayer. I already did that. Really spoke about that. And then thirdly is walk in love, serving God in sincerity and truth. There are higher levels of serving God. They take great commitment. It takes great commitment, actually, to display a spirit of excellence. It takes that. Did you all enjoy your Christmas worshipful evening? Just few of you? Even if you don't answer, the following day from that night, I saw you on status. I saw many positions that you took and took photos all over, and you smiling. I thought, man, we had an evening somewhere. I saw another thing, you didn't want to leave this compound. I saw you. So whether you answer me or not, I know the answer. But let me say something about this. Don't you know it takes commitment to those leaders? Really blessed Jeff and Caro and Dan and all of you team, of your commitment. Don't you know that it takes commitment to do that? And the children church workers, Pastor David Moore and all of you, the youth, all those who are involved. Don't you know it takes commitment, church? Nothing works without a commitment. Nothing. I spoke to you last week about an athlete, a farmer, and a soldier. You must have that mindset of a fighter. You are up. You are ready. You know, I'd rather have someone who say they are looking for a job and they are sleeping until noon. I'd rather have someone who can rise up and say, even I'm walking somewhere. As I'm praying, God, you help me. I'd rather have such a pastor. I had a certain pastor come years ago. He's not a pastor, he's a preacher, an evangelist. That was in the 90s. God had already called me into the ministry. But he started saying, and he was at Tanzania, he said, you have to do something. You cannot be saying just you are called and you are doing nothing. You have to do something. I thought, okay, if he insists, I'm going to do something. But I'm telling you, I ended up, I still committed, I was in every meeting in church. But I ended up selling T-shirts in Korokocho on Saturdays morning. Beba, 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 beba. I used to do that, exactly. I was so thrilled to do it, I said to the Lord, because I knew what God had called me. Beba, 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 beba. I did that in Korogoch on Saturdays. Because I'll buy in a bell, my brother helped me, buy a bell in Gikomba and sell in the week in Gikomba. Then when they come down to a certain price, maybe 30 shillings or 20 shillings per t-shirt, then that was 1997, I think, then I'll take them to Korogocho. At a certain place there that I'd hired. So beba, beba, t-shirt, beba, 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 beba. And I'm telling you, I did it with joy. I did it for some time when the Lord started leading me a certain direction. And I'll get trousers, I'll go to offices. I'll wear my tie and my suit, and I'll go, after we've preached, I'll go with offices that with my selling trousers and shirts for me. Hakuna kazi. What are you doing? Niko nyumbani tu. Do something. Move. Move. Do you remember the four lepers? That's how they broke barrier. They moved. They say, if we go in there, if we die, we die. We are going to die. We're moving. Listen, do something. Don't allow the devil to stop you and to keep you in a prison. If you can lift up your finger, lift it up. And say, devil, you're not going to continue oppress me in any way. I'm moving forward. Walk. Serve the Lord. Move forward. In whatever capacity, let me finish with this and then we'll make a prayer. In whatever capacity, we must make sure that we are serving the Lord. Joshua tells the children of Israel, now they fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. So during these 21 days of fasting, I encourage you to take extended time in the Word and prayer. Take time in his presence, reading the Word, praying in tongues and being aware of his instructions to you. Humble yourself before him and let him show you areas that you need to repent of. Come before his presence with a repentant heart and then commit to do whatever he instructs you. This is a very good year. Amen. Believe him. Trust him. Believe him, church. Let's break barriers this year. Let's move forward in things that you've never seen before because the Lord is leading us. I really want you to be engaged in prayer. Stand up on your feet, please. I want you to still have your prayer and fasting guide and us to pray this prayer together. Repentance and consecration to him. If you can have it on the screen that you think, but you have to be consistent to see that we pray it out together. The Father, thank you. It begins with Father, thank you. Hallelujah. You have what it takes. You have what it takes to move forward. You have what it takes to move forward. You have what it takes to break barriers, church. You have what it takes. As you pray this prayer, the strength is coming upon you. You have felt so weak, you have felt weary. Strength is coming upon you. Thank you, Lord. All right, you are ready to pray? Let's make it a prayer before the Lord. Don't just speak words, but let us make this prayer before the Lord. Let's go together, Father. Together, Father, I thank you for the privilege of belonging to you through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I come in humility before you, asking you to forgive me for all my sins. Forgive me in every area of my life that I've grieved your spirit and limited you. I ask you to forgive me for any area in my life. I draw upon your mercy and grace in this time of need. I consecrate my life to you for your purposes. I was looking at the screen. Sorry, hold right there. I was looking at the screen, so the screen though got stuck. Let's continue then. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, so that you may use it to your glory. I choose to serve you in sincerity and truth, to walk in love and believe you, to use my life for your purposes. I put my trust in the blood of Jesus, thanking you for your help as I seek you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Would you lift up your hands to him and just commit your heart to him? Just offer your body as a living sacrifice. Just go ahead and pray. I offer myself to you, Lord. As a body, we offer ourselves to you, Father, in humility, in repentance, trusting you for the blood to cleanse us, to wash us, to make us clean, Father, from every impurity, from all uncleanness, from every perverseness, from everything, Father, that is in disobedience to you. We open our hearts to you. Go ahead and do it. Just open your heart to him. Ask him for his mercy. Give this body as a living sacrifice to him. Holy unto him. Thank you, Father. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. By the way, it's part of purification. It's part of rooting out and pulling down things that do not glorify God. Shebrom rende mengesta diki stara shede boris tekesta ke. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom from every oppression of the enemy. Freedom from addictions. Freedom to serve God. Freedom to go to higher places of his will and of his purposes. Freedom coming in. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Mastia. Gengendandia. Gengendandia. Kansedeba kore sedeba kroze stegesta. Semangi andamandoro sedeba kekestanda mandere sedekestayada. Glory ngamanda steya. Lastanda mandoya. Sendengengedandia. Sobromangeanda. Sangalada badwa. Denende sedestia. Sanda yanda. Ha 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 ha. Glory. Your presence, Father. Your glory, God, being revealed into these vessels again, being demonstrated through these vessels again. Gastede de sedeke stara da baclora, gengenda mandere sedeke standa da mandaya, samandore stebangi anda mandorose de bacastia, so brasilia. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you again. As we began these 21 days of prayer and fasting, we give our lives to you. We give our entire beings to you, Father. Our spirits, our souls, mind, will, emotions, our physical bodies. And Father, I'm asking you for revelation of your will in the lives of your people. There's no one you do not know. You know what they ought to sacrifice during these 21 days of prayer and fasting. Reveal this to them. Open eyes. Open ears. I come against blindness. I come against deafness. I come against every oppression of the enemy. I break your power now. Lose God's people. Like God put these words in the mouth of Moses. Let my people go. Let my people go in the name of Jesus to worship the Lord, to be free to serve God in prayer, in fasting, in obedience to the will of God. And Father, thank you for the pouring of your spirit. Thank you for the revelation of new
levels of prayer, of intercession, of supplications, of thanksgiving. Father, may there be the manifestation of your Spirit in the lives of your people, revealing your will, revealing your purposes, pouring out your Spirit in their prayer closets, pouring out your Spirit, Father, your Spirit, as they call upon you, granting them utterance. I'm praying, Father, for divine encounters, divine visitations, eyes being opened, ears being opened, destinies being changed to your glory and to your honor. Father, as we give ourselves even to pray for this area of Garden Estate, praying for pastors around here, praying for believers in Christ around here, praying for churches around this hall of Garden Estate and Dome area. Father, we are thanking you for utterance. We are asking you for weapons being released against the enemy to pull down works of the enemy, to pull down principalities and powers of the enemy, to stop everything that is evil around this area, and to open the heavens, to open the heavens for the outpouring of your Spirit and for the salvation of many people around here. Father, thank you for the great awakening in Garden Estate. Thank you for a great awakening to you in the Ome area. Thank you for the outpouring of your Spirit upon the churches around this area. Thank you for your presence being felt, bringing down every work of the enemy, sorcery, witchcraft, every manifestation of the kingdom of darkness being brought down now in the name of Jesus, and establishing God's kingdom around here. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Father, thank you. We again consecrate ourselves to your will and to your purposes in these days, Father, and for the rest of the year. Father, thank you for strength. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for restoration of families during this time. I pray for the restoration of families, of husbands to wives, wives to husbands, and children to their parents and parents to their children. Father, thank you for the work of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.